אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced in live primetime address on Thursday evening the official rollout of a third COVID vaccine dose for those over 60, and he urged eligible Israelis to schedule appointments starting today. Israel's expert panel of doctors recommended by an overwhelming majority, 56-1, to support the campaign. Booster doses of the Pfizer COVID vaccine are being given to those over 60 who are more than 5 months after their second shot. Among the first Israelis to receive a third dose were President Yitzhak Herzog and his wife Michal, opposition chairman Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife Sarah. The Prime Minister, who is not himself eligible to receive the booster, reached out to Supreme Court Chief Justice Esther Chayut and Knesset Speaker Mickey Levy on Friday, asking them to get vaccinated as well, to serve as an example for the public. He notified healthcare executives on Friday that the government's goal is to distribute the third dose of the coronavirus vaccine to 1.5 million Israelis above the age of 60 in the next 8 days. The number of serious COVID-19 cases yesterday passed 200 for the first time since mid-April, after a new high in daily cases during the current coronavirus outbreak was recorded the day before. There are 201 serious cases, up 22 in just 24 hours. Of those, 37 are listed as being in critical condition, with 31 on ventilators. The last time there were over 200 serious patients in Israel was April the 14th. The death toll from the virus has reached 6,473. Health Ministry Director General Nachman Ash said on Friday that no additional COVID restrictions were slated to be implemented in the immediate future, and that the vaccine is our solution to make it out of the pandemic. So it's very important that everyone who can goes and gets vaccinated. Ash also assured people that the vaccine was safe for children and urged those above the age of 12 to get inoculated. Initial data from 200,000 inoculated Israeli children published on Thursday indicated that the COVID-19 vaccine has no major side effects and almost no side effects at all. Health officials were most worried about myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle, but only 3 such cases were observed among the 200,000 recipients of the vaccine. Separately on Thursday, the countries of Cyprus, the UK, Turkey and Georgia were added to the government's no-fly list, and those caught violating the rule will be fined 5,000 shekel. 2,000 travellers infected with COVID entered Israel during July. Among them, 314 came from Turkey, 291 from Greece, 169 from the UK, 142 from the US and 147 from Cyprus. 2 crewmen, a British and Romanian national, died in an attack on an oil tanker operated by an Israeli-owned company off the Sea of Oman on Thursday night. Several Iranian drones were used in the strike on the tanker as it sailed off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea. A 12-year-old Palestinian boy, Mohammed Al-Alami, a resident of Beit Umma, died on Wednesday after being shot by Israeli soldiers. He was sitting in a car at the entrance to the town when he was shot. The IDF acknowledged that its troops had opened fire in the area, saying that soldiers were pursuing suspects in a vehicle who tried to bury the body of a newborn baby near a military post. The death and the shooting is being investigated, with commentators agreeing that the shooting at the car was not within the army's guidelines. Last Sunday, Gaza-based groups launched incendiary balloons into southern Israel, sparking a number of fires. In response to the arson attacks, Israel announced it was cutting the Gaza Strip's fishing zone in half from 12 nautical miles to 6. On Thursday, the restrictions were lifted. Intel Israel announced on Wednesday that it has appointed an Arab Israeli as vice president for the first time. Reda Massarwa, from the city of Tiber, received the promotion after 24 years at the company. Massarwa started work at Intel after completing his studies at Ben-Gurion University. In recent years, he's managed the construction of Intel chip plants, headed a team of 150 Intel engineers, and supervised over 2,000 engineers from outside the company. Ayman Odeh, head of the joint List party, congratulated Massawa on their promotion. Immigration and Absorption Minister Penina Tamanoshata warned on Thursday that she would not support the upcoming state budget unless the finance ministry agrees to her demand for increased funding to bring Ethiopian immigrants to Israel. Tamanoshata wrote those waiting dozens of years to make Aliyah from Ethiopia and their families in Israel have suffered enough. I will oppose any budget that does not support significant immigration, even if I have to resign from the government and return to the Knesset to vote against their abandonment. On Tuesday, Health Minister Nitzan Horowitz from Meretz said he won't support the state budget unless it includes more funding for the healthcare system. The state budget must pass by November or the government automatically dissolves. Israel's mixed team in judo won a bronze medal at the Olympics yesterday, Israel's second medal at the Tokyo Games. The team scored a victory over their Russian opponents in the consolation round of an event that's being held for the first time this year. Meanwhile, Israel's Yoav Cohen finished in first place in the men's RSX windsurfing medal race yesterday, but it was not enough to put him on the podium, with the Israelis coming in fourth overall. On Tuesday, Anastasia Gorbenko made history as the first female Israeli swimmer to advance to an Olympic final. And Syed Moaleh, a former Iranian judoka now representing Mongolia, dedicated his silver medal in the men's 81 kilogram division to Israel, and particularly to his friend Sagi Muki, who failed to perform as expected. He said, "Thank you to Israel for the good energy. This medal is dedicated also to Israel. I hope the Israelis are happy with this win." And added in Hebrew, "Todah." Israel's high school students picked up 6 medals, including a record 3 gold medals at the International Mathematical Olympiad in Russia's St. Petersburg. The national team finished 7th overall among countries its best ever showing in the competition. The gold medal winners were Yahel Manor of Haifa, Yair Shoham of Nes Tziona, and Almog Wald of Petah Tikva. Omri Zemer of Re'ut and Shachar Friedman of Rehova picked up silver medals, and Dror Fried of Tel Aviv finished with a bronze. At 5:30 a.m. on Wednesday, doctors at Sheba Medical Center removed a kidney from Shani Markovitz, age 39. The surgery went smoothly and the organ was raced to Ben-Gurion Airport in a special cool box to be flown to Abu Dhabi. Meanwhile, a woman in Abu Dhabi underwent surgery and her kidney was sent to Israel for a woman at Rambam Medical Center in Haifa. The husband of the Rambam patient is giving a kidney to Markovitz's mother via surgery at Rabin Medical Center. And Markovitz's kidney has gone to the mother of the Abu Dhabi donor. Dr. Rafi Beyer, chairman of the Israel Center for Organ Transplantation, said, "This is very exciting. It's the first time ever we've conducted such a process between Israel and an Arab state, and it really shows that medicine has no borders." Roni Daniel, one of Israel's most prominent journalists, who was an army correspondent and commentator for the country's most popular TV news network for 28 years, died on Monday at the age of 73. The cause of his death was cardiac arrest. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett eulogized Daniel, saying he combined journalism with patriotism and Zionism. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.